Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Kevin! You're stupid.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 579 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. I am Kevin Huntsberger, and I know this podcast drops at midnight on Monday, so you listen or watch sometime during the week, maybe weeks, maybe months after the show drops. So it doesn't, in time-wise, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to say that I am literally recording this just a couple of hours before, maybe a handful of hours before this episode actually drops. It has been a great week, a busy week at work. I'm recording on Sunday evening, December 21st, 2025. And I don't know, I've just been thinking a lot today specifically. We celebrated Christmas. My oldest son and his girlfriend came down from St. Louis. They are not able to be here on Christmas Day. My dad is leaving to go to Dallas to visit my brother and his family. And so he's going to be there. So we've made it kind of a tradition that we get together usually the weekend before Christmas, if we're not all going to be able to see each other on Christmas Day and celebrate. And so we did that today. And, you know, this is the third Christmas without my mom. And we were baking cookies and making dinner and getting everything ready. And it just was very reminiscent of when my mom was here and the memories and those things. And so I'm melancholy, but I'm also happy and excited that we were all able to spend the day together. But it's just one of those weird things that it just, if you've ever had that loss, it never, ever truly becomes whole again, obviously. And so, and I'm not, I don't want this podcast to be a downer, but that's kind of my headspace right now. And I'm just kind of, I suppose Chad and I could have banged something out earlier in the week, but really with work, I worked late Thursday. Friday, we had, we started the preps, the shopping for the Christmas celebration that we're doing, you know, hosting the family. Saturday, we ended up going to some estate sales and actually found a new dining room set for a great price. And that ended up being my dad's Christmas gift to us. So had to put that together and get that all kind of organized. Then the cooking prep started. We were baking all weekend. And then pretty much all day Sunday was baking and then, or cooking rather. And then spending that family time, we played games. It was just a great weekend. I can't articulate it enough with a podcast, but when you have, you know, when you get older and you have kids and they move away, whenever you have that opportunity to see and be with them, it's just, it means the world. And so that was really one of the big things that I was focused on this weekend, and not so much the podcast. And obviously podcast is you know, a very important part of my life as well, creating the content. And in 2026, I'm looking toward even more content creation, more focused on different platforms and monetizing and doing things with not just wrestling, beyond the wrestling space. because for 15 years, this YouTube channel has existed. For 10 years, 11 years now, actually, this month, the podcast has existed. And so I am finding successes or, you know, things with other platforms and doing other short form videos and things like that. And so I'm going to continue to do those kinds of things as well and engage and make more of an effort. And in December, it's quite busy because I do the 25 Christmas beers every year, the Christmas beer advent calendar. And so coming home from work, having the beer, doing the review, cranking that out, editing it, writing the descriptions and all of that. And then I'm doing the Hunsberger Chronicles still as well. So telling you all that to say that if you think I'm putting too much out there in 2025, 2026, it's going to be even worse or better. Maybe it's better. I hope it's better. And I'd love to hear what kinds of things content-wise you want to hear. And with the podcast too, you know, we have a solid audience here. People listen and watch and weigh in, share their opinions from time to time. I would love more engagement with you, the listener, you, the viewer. So if you're so inclined, leave a comment, make a statement, reach out, follow on Facebook, follow or join the Facebook group. That was really kind of designed to create like a dialogue, a conversation for folks to get more involved and part of things. So I encourage and hope that folks will do that. This is not going to be a very long episode. I'm just doing a little reflecting, a little stroll down memory lane, which I like doing more of the memories and nostalgia than the current day stuff. And I know obviously lately there's been a lot of current stuff to talk about with John Cena. Next week, I'm hoping that, you know, Tuesday's my last day at work, and then I'm off until January 5th. So I'm hoping that Chad and I can connect, hopefully, next week, one day, and do a kind of a year in review or some sort of, we used to do the Cinti Awards, and it kind of became a little more difficult because I don't watch everything, he doesn't watch everything, and I don't, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to think about it over the next couple of days and probably honestly ask GPT for some advice. So anyway, saying all that to say, probably should have led with, but I kind of wanted you to know where I'm at, headspace and what I'm thinking and feeling right now. And I'm also, the other thing I did over the weekend on Friday afternoon, evening, early evening, was drop off 100 brand new wrestling figures and then some other toys. Dan Turnquist, aka Red Daniels, donated, probably about 40% of what ended up getting donated this year. He did a purge and had Funko Pops and some Marvel figures and a lot of AEW figs. And then, you know, you, the listeners, the viewers who donated, whether you Venmo'd or just sent cash, I had some friends from way back when just send money to me. And I ended up going out and buying, because I had said earlier in the year that I didn't want to just do figures this year. I wanted to get some, a playset, something big, you know, the excitement of opening those toys on Christmas. And so I was able to get the steel cage and ring, and then a 2-pack with, I believe it was LA Knight and Logan Paul. So, and just because, again, I remember that joy on Christmas of opening wrestling figures. And I know, you know, we donate these to Toys for Tots here in Southern Illinois. And this is a very fraction of a fraction of a fraction of what Matt Cardona and Curt Hawkins and Smart Mark Sterling do with the major wrestling figure action figure drive. That's what inspired me to do this. We started it. This was the 8th year that we've done this. And back when we were doing Stride Pro Wrestling, it was much easier because fans would bring toys to the shows. And the way I do it now, it's much smaller scale, but the impact is still felt. And so being able to drop off those 100 toys the other day was rewarding and felt nice to be able to do that on behalf of everyone who listens and or watches this podcast. And so thank you again for making those donations. I'm going to make it official. We're doing it again for year nine. 100% going to be doing it. And we're going to kick things off in 2026 in January with the Royal Rumble. And so I'll just make it official here. And if you see it now, you're the first to know and to be able to enter. So we'll do the men's rumble. We'll do the women's rumble. $5 a spot. We'll pull the numbers and we'll do it the way we've done it the last couple of years. We just started probably 2 years ago, I think, was the first time we did the rumble contest. And it's been successful. It's been very successful and gone very well. And hopefully this year, you know, last year I was, in early 2025 for the rumble, we are on a friend's trip and I'm watching on my phone, in a bar. So, and then 2 years ago, my daughter had cheer competition going on. And so I'm watching on my phone in the gym. So hopefully in 2026, I won't have any other distractions. I think the rumble, because it's in Saudi, is going to be on earlier in the day. I haven't even looked to see, but it's official. The rumble contest is returning. If you want a spot, send me a message, and you'll be the early birds, if you will. And as those messages come in, I will put you in as the first pick, if you will. You'll get to draw the first number, so you'll have priority drawing that way. But it's going to be $5 an entry. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. It's the same as we've done it in the past couple of years, if you don't know what those are. And I'll make an official post probably this week of Christmas, maybe towards the end of the week or maybe before Christmas. I don't know. I'll do something. I'm going to also do the, you know, I had fun doing the Elf on a Shelf kind of spoofs. You know, we did Diesel on a Weasel is probably still my favorite of those that I've done, but taking my figures and then putting them with other figures or things around the house and doing the Elf on a Shelf that everybody does with different characters and spoofs and stuff. So if you are so inclined to join in on that, feel free to weigh in and share your pictures as well. Probably going to do that post on Christmas Eve on Wednesday. So you have a couple of days if you're listening to this live or not live, but as it drops. So just want to thank everyone for their support through the years and talk for a minute or two about Christmas time. And, you know, I mentioned the toy drive and, you know, by the time I was 12 when LJNs came out. And so the magic part of Christmas, you know, the Santa and all of that. I mean, I obviously still loved getting gifts as a kid, as a teenager, but I remember getting those LJNs the first year at Christmas 85 and then again Christmas 86, Christmas 87. And I've talked about, you know, getting in 86, it was Mr. Fuji and Elizabeth and Tito Santana. Those were the new ones that had come out that year. Which in hindsight, and I guess it makes sense that I think that was Christmas 86. But anyway, getting those and then the next year was the year that the stretch wrestlers came out and I received two stretch wrestlers. I think it was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Might have been Roddy Piper. I don't remember. I didn't keep them because those things, they pop, you know, they eventually stretch and then the stuff inside them comes out and it's not like the syrupy stuff but it was like this white powdery stuff. So yeah, the stretch ones weren't as much fun, I don't think, as the LJNs. If you're watching, you see them behind me. And speaking of LJNs, later this week, I'm also going to have two of the new ones in hand. I cannot wait. My friend Barry was able to find a couple of those in Cape Girardeau. I'm going to meet with him on Tuesday and pick those up. So I'm excited and stoked for that. But yeah, just that childhood stuff and thinking back and the nostalgia of getting, whether it's for your birthday or for Christmas. I mean, I can remember going to KB Toys in the mall in Crestwood at the Crestwood Mall in St. Louis area of Missouri. If you're from that area, you know it. South County Mall. And I'm trying to remember now if it was South County Mall or Crestwood Mall that had, you went up the escalator and then right to the left was KB. I can remember they would have like a all kinds of toys right there in the front. And then you go in, go down that aisle, and then boom, they're your LJNs. And I remember one year, might have been that first year that the LJNs were out that Christmas, like Captain Lou Albano, and just, again, just that nostalgia. You can't beat it. And I'm in my feels this week with the podcast, and that's probably, I don't know. I'm not going to apologize for it, but I know if it's annoying, then I do apologize. But I just wanted to hop on this week and just share a few of those moments, a few of those memories, and kind of take a few to reflect and then reset and be ready for probably a little more snark and a little more sarcasm next week with Chad. We seem to have fun doing that as well. And again, if you have ideas, if you have suggestions, let me know. And we are, you know, getting ever closer to episode 619. So still looking out for Rey Mysterio. Hopefully that becomes a reality. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for this week. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, which I'll check in next week before New Year's. If you are of the Jewish faith and celebrating Hanukkah this week, as we're getting closer to the end of Hanukkah, I hope you've had a festive season for that as well. Thanks for listening and or watching. Thanks again, and we will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.